Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, August 24, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Maoist rebels in Nepal have claimed responsibility for the murder of a radio journalist last week. They've also claimed responsibility for the kidnapping of a missionary the same week. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says the recent events have raised concerns for their worker safety.
The Maoists never really attacked our people. They said, you know, you people are helping our poor Nepalese and you started schools for them, all that. But all of a sudden, everything turned around and became kind of dark. So there is some apprehension how it is all going to be.
Next, open evangelism isn't allowed at the Olympic Village in Greece, but Christians are thankful for the opportunities they do have. According to Idea News, believers can't exert religious pressure on athletes. Failure to abide by these rules can get you expelled. One Christian worker says Bibles and tracts can only be handed out if athletes ask for them. Pray that many athletes will request the literature and Christians will have an opportunity to talk about Christ. And the journey from being a house parent for the Sudanese lost boys in Michigan to spearheading a hospital project in southern Sudan has been long. Dave Bowman worked with Bethany Christian Services to help mentor refugees, and through that, he discovered the area the boys were from has no hospital. Now he's spearheading a Lost Boys and Girls Memorial Hospital in Wercock in 2006.
We want the hospital to be able to present the gospel to those who haven't heard. So we want to bring healing to their soul as well as to their bodies.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.